Every month, we put the spotlight on the senior. We'll call you the experienced in our life. It's good to be a senior, and it's good to be a grandparent. Let's talk about this annual tradition that we get to spotlight. Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Support Group. It's funded by the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan through the Older Americans Act. There's a support group that meets and more. Sandra Grosten-Jones, Kent County Contract Coordinator and Planner at the Area Agency. Sandra, always a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you say you wanted to sing to our audience?
I'll pass this time.
Inside joke. Are you a singer? You're pretty good?
I do what I can.
Okay, good. Betty Burton Gross, facilitator of the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Support Group. Always a pleasure to see you, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about the program. First of all, I just need a basic 101. Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. What's the essence of this program?
Basically, it's any grandparent who is involved on a regular and continuous basis in meeting the needs of their grandparents. Several of them have children actually in their homes. Some of them are more like me, and we are with them at least three or four times a week.
Yes. And what are some, I'll move to you, Sandra, what are some of the reasons grandparents raise grandchildren?
There are a wide variety of reasons, including sometimes the parents have been incarcerated, there may be substance abuse or mental health issues, a variety of reasons, or maybe the parent just doesn't feel equipped to raise the child and turns them over to the grandparent.
Hence, expand on why this group, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, is important.
It's important because we have a whole different generation of grandchildren. The needs are different than they used to be, and the experiences are different than they used to be. It's important for the grandparents to have other grandparents they can talk to, that they can bounce ideas off of or try to problem solve together. It's nice for a grandparent who's in the trenches raising a grandchild to know they are not alone, that other people are experiencing the same kinds of challenges and difficulties, and to know that there's a place where they can go and they can take a sigh of relief and say, okay, I can talk this through.
Betty, how did you become involved in the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Support Group? And tell us about this.
Well, actually, I became involved because years ago, when it started through the Older Learners Center at GRCC, my husband was involved with two other gentlemen, Dr. Holstege and Mike Faber. As he moved on and became involved in his teaching at the other university, Grand Valley, there was a conflict of time, so often enough I would volunteer with him. And then over time, I believe it was in 2012, I became the facilitator.
Yes. So the support group itself, where do you meet and what's the intent, Betty?
We meet at the United Methodist Community House every second Tuesday of the month. And the intent really is to provide support for each other, but also to learn more about the resources that are out there, and basically informational as well as supporting each other.
I trust this is a free event for
Absolutely.
One to attend.
Yes. And some of the grandparents have been involved since its inception, which is probably 12 or 14 years.
12 to 14 years ago,
yes.
Certainly.
That's cool. Those grandkids have grown up a little bit, huh?
Yes.
And they probably will get into this, but I'm sure stories are shared that you kind of grow up with each other. Sandra, do you think there is an increase in the number of grandparents raising grandchildren? I don't need numbers, but tell me.
There is an increase. We live in a more complex society, and sometimes people are able to rise to the challenges that are a result of that. Other times they are not. And we see situations where CPS is involved, and if it were not for the grandparent stepping up and saying, I'll take this grandchild or great-grandchild in some instances, you know, we would see more children in the system. And this program which is federally funded, as you indicated, is one that is available not only here in Kent, but available throughout all of the 9 counties that are served by the Area Agency on Aging. It's important that people know this is not just an urban problem. It is also an issue in our more rural communities that we serve. And there's no judgment here. It is what it is. These folks need support. These grandchildren need to be raised with a loving hand by someone who is vested in them.
So, Betty, take me to a support group. You, the facilitator, talk to me about the types of activities that happen between 9 and 11.
There are a host of things. I typically try to bring in a speaker who can provide resources and information for us. And I can tell you that we have had everything from just the most recent one, where we had a person come in and speak to us about the importance of election 2016, mm-hmm. and how that would impact them as grandparents, yes. and also those grandchildren that they are involved in raising. We've also done things where we've had, recently we had someone come in from Grahai, mm-hmm. who talked to us about the dental programs, yes. for children, which is a big issue. Though my child covers many things, dental was not always included. We have had people come in and talk to us about having been raised by grandparents, mm-hmm. and the importance of them in their lives. So we do a whole host of things. Also, we have found over time that a significant number or percentage of these kids have mental health issues, or their parents had mental health issues. And we've had the experts come in and speak to us about mental health issues for adolescents, at-risk children, and how it impacts what we do as grandparents.
Senator, you want to expand on maybe another struggle that grandparents face when raising their grandchildren?
Sure. It's something that many of us take for granted, perhaps. But social media and technology. It's not always easy for older folks to quickly grasp the changes. And lots of things happen on social media that grandparents need to be familiar with. They need to know what Facebook is. They need to know what Snapchat is. They need to know what all of these various applications are, and how they can be used and how they can be misused. They need to have an understanding of what those things are in order for them to be able to effectively keep that child safe.
Betty?
Yes, that is so true, because most of the grandparents are just like me. Well, I have the things and stuff,
yes.
but many of the grandparents that we are with on a month-to-month basis don't even have access to that, but almost always their children do. Mm-hmm. But some of the other struggles that we have is the age gap between these grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and the ability and the mobility, mm-hmm. to keep up with what their day-to-day activities are. As all of us know, that once you reach age 65, about 75% of our concerns deal with our health. And when we have health issues, that impacts what we are able to do with those grandchildren. So the health issues are a big concern, and often enough we have little tidbits where we'll talk about things where we can keep ourselves healthy so we can keep our grandchildren healthy. And then the other thing that is always a struggle for the majority of the parents that are involved with the program I'm in is, for lack of a better word, the interference from the biological parents. Their adult children often enough causes immense confusion and conflict in what they are trying to do in their role as raising the grandchildren.
So your final advice, Betty, that you do offer to any grandparents out there who may be raising their grandchild?
Come and join us.
Yeah. How does that happen?
All they have to do is come to a meeting. We do have a form that has to be filled out, and that is handled now through the Methodist, and then turned over to Sandra's agency. But other than that, they have no responsibility whatsoever except to be there. And one of the things that we find out is that no one's situation is totally unique. There's always someone there who can share in a supportive way.
but obviously there to support a future child. Thank you very much, Betty Burton Gross, facilitator for the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Support Group. Sandra Gostin Jones, take us home, Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan.
Yes, the Area Agency on Aging serves a 9-county area, which includes Kent. This is one of the core programs that we have in terms of funding a service. We work very closely with caregivers of all sorts, and we consider the grandparents to be caregivers as well. And this program is well worth the taxpayer dollars that are invested in it. As we didn't quote any statistics, but there are well over 75,000 Michigan grandparents raising their grandchildren, and the need will continue to grow, and the Area Agency will be there to support those families.
Thanks for the fact, Sandra and Betty. Take care and enjoy your day.